Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Grabs. I'm your host, Alex Pulowski, and Kate's not here, so everything sucks. Kate is doing her commentary for Excite Wrestling up in upstate New York. They usually do the shows earlier in the day, but the venue bumped them until later in the day. That's what she told me, so she can't be here. So we got to talk Collision and Rampage without her, which... it's just going to be sad. So, but this is good. Hey, we're back to the old Rampage watch-alongs. We got Trent Beretta versus Dalton Castle starting out here. Dalton Castle should be a major player on AEW television. He doesn't have to hold a title or anything, but like he should be a guy that we see on TV like three times a month on Dynamite or Collision. Dalton Castle's great, but a fantastic personality. Better wrestler than a lot of people give him credit for. Just weird how well Dalton is not in there. this is, we have two more weeks before Double or Nothing. So we shall see if anything else develops for the card. We might see a little bit of that tonight, where we got a Pac match on tap versus Johnny TV, Johnny Wrestling, not Johnny Wrestling, that's Johnny Gargano, but Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, Johnny ROH, Johnny on the Spot, Johnny Bench. That running knee was great. On the apron, running knee on the apron by Dalton Castle. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Collision started off with Danielson and Claudio versus Top Flight. Obviously, a very good match because it's Danielson and Claudio versus Top Flight. Claudio gets the victory. And then Danielson cuts a promo about how much he loves AEW. And how he's going to defend it against the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks are giant buttholes. And he's just, I love AEW and AEW is amazing. He gets an AEW chat going. This DDT on the apron is going to suck. That was a good one. But that would really hurt. That would really hurt. When I say it's going to suck, I mean, it's going to suck for Dalton Castle. It was actually very, very good. Later in the night, the little bridge between Collision and Rampage, we just saw Claudio talking about how he wants nothing to do with Anarchy in the arena because he doesn't like how Danielson is teaming with Eddie Kingston. Because the last time Anarchy in the arena was happening, Kingston and Danielson were on the same team, and Kingston nearly lit Danielson on fire. And so Claudio's like, yeah, you say he might be a changed man, but he poured gasoline all over you and was going to light a match. So... like, he was pouring gasoline on Jericho, but you were there, and he didn't care that you were also going to die of horrible third-degree burns. So maybe changed man isn't such a viable thing with Eddie Kingston, says Claudio. And he says, I know him better than anybody. No, he knows you better than anybody because he was the one who was obsessed with you for 15 years or whatever it was. But I like this a lot. Like Cesaro, excuse me, I'm always going to do that. Claudio basically washing his hands of the whole thing is very interesting. Danielson's got a match where he's teaming with Mox next week. I wonder if this is like Claudio is going to go back to Switzerland for like a month. And maybe he'll come back for Forbidden Door or whatever. And they're like giving him a reason why he's not around. Because both Mox and Danielson will be involved very heavily in something over the next month. And if he says now, I'm leaving. I can't be around any of this. Well, then it gives him a reason to not be on TV. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Will Ospreay defeated Lee Moriarty because he's Will Ospreay, and Lee Moriarty is not protected like that. So it was a good match. Obviously, it's Will Ospreay and Lee Moriarty. It's weird to say it was a good match because, like, what are the alternatives? That, like, we live in an alternate dimension where either man is capable of having a bad match with the other dude. Like, I don't think that's possible. So we should just, you know, not worry about that as being a possibility. Roddy Strong was on commentary. All of his boys were out there. Most of them, I think. Shane Taylor was out there. Anthony Agogo was out there. So after the match, there's extracurriculars. And Shane Taylor ends up knocking out Will Ospreay after Will Ospreay pins Lee Moriarty. Will Ospreay tease doing the Tiger Driver to Lee Ospreay, to Lee Moriarty, sorry. Man, my brain's not working right today. Lee Moriarty was about to take the Tiger Driver, but then Will Ospreay looked over at Roddy Strong, kind of like winked at him, and then did the Stormbreaker instead and won with the Stormbreaker. But then after that, everybody jumped Will Ospreay, and Shane Taylor knocked him out. So next week on Dynamite, I think, we're getting Will versus Shane Taylor. That's fun. I need to go and look this up, Tim McFall. They're really good about posting these excellent promos on Twitter. I really liked them a lot. I have not seen the one you're referencing, though. Is Ospreay in Collision next week? It stands to reason. It stands to reason. He's been on Dynamite and Collision occasionally, but it feels like he's a Collision guy right now. So we will see. I don't think this is the order in which things happened, but I'm going to talk about this now. There was a backstage thing from the Elite. Pile Driver does not get it done for Trent Barretta. I thought maybe that was going to be it. So, by the way, Trent and Dalton having a banger. If you're listening to this after the fact, Trent and Dalton is worth your time. So the backstage thing for the Elite that happened after Wednesday, Okada challenges Dax to a one-on-one match for Wednesday. And then he walks off the screen. And then Jungle Boy just keeps cutting awesome promos. Man, Dalton Castle's so friggin' strong. He should not be able to do that. For a dude who has to wear a back brace, that dude's got amazing strength in his lower back to be able to do that. For a guy who's got to wrestle with a back brace, that's crazy strength. Oh, no. That's not fair. Trent's just gouging out Dalton's eyes. That's not nice. Jack's gotten so much better at promos since she left. Ooh, and then he pulled his head into the turnbuckle strut. That's cool. No, Trent's got a lot of really great underhanded stuff he's doing now. Heel Trent has some serious legs to it, honestly. It really does. Oh, Gogo Plata. Yeah, no, sorry. There's nowhere for you to go, Dalton. There's nowhere for you to go, Dalton. Yeah, he's out. He's out. He's out. You got nothing. Trent won't let go. Trent, let him go. He's stop it. He's already dead. Listen, I am as caught up as I can. I guess I'm not. Yeah, I was caught up, and then the thing jumped me behind. That's not my fault. Deanna Purrazzo now is cutting a promo. It's cutting a promo on Thunder Rosa. Okay, Deanna versus Thunder Rosa is happening. I don't know if it's happening at Double or Nothing. But, okay. I am now as far into the future as I possibly can. It is a McDonald's commercial for a chicken sandwich, narrated by Brian Cox, which is not something I would have thought possible only a short few years ago. So, Jack Perry's cut a really great promo, basically ending like, "You're dead." He says, last year, Dynamite, I was one of four pillars in a title match for the world title, and I was the most miserable I've ever been in my life. Now I am the keystone of this company, which is interesting wording. And he says, "You're all dead at Anarchy in the Arena," and then the Bucks start cutting a promo, and then Christopher Daniels walks into the shot, and they get mad at him for being one of the officials trying to break it up between the good guys and the bad guys of the Inner Dynamite. And Matt says something about how he got him this job. Do your job that I got you this job in the company. And Christopher Daniels goes off on him. Like, it's a really great stand up for yourself, veteran in this business, take no shit kind of little promo that he cut to Matt Jackson's face. And then he walks out of the shot, and then he cuts a promo a little bit more measured this time, tonight, saying that the Bucks have told him he's got to find a partner and meet them at And I was kind of hoping it was going to be Scorpio Sky just for old time's sake, because we haven't seen Scorpio Sky in a long time, and I don't know if he's injured or what, but, like, I don't know. Matt Sydal is fun, but, like, Christopher Daniels, you could pick anybody you wanted. There's a lot of young guys I think you'd want to work with you who are big and strong and fast. And listen, Matt Sydal's great, but you know he's not going to help you win any matches because he's Matt Sydal and being booked in this company. But it would be nice if it was Scorpio, but it's not Scorpio. Yeah, I honestly don't know what connection they have to each other as wrestlers, I mean, as people other than wrestlers, so I don't know. Hey, it's the Hearns! Okay. Roosh! El Toro Blanco! Find El Toro Negro, Black Taurus, whatever his friggin' name is, the Beast guy, put them together. Just do it. I don't understand why it's so hard. Find White Bull, find a Black Bull, become the Bulls and go on a three-peat. The best Bulls since Michael and Scotty. Come on. We're doing another trip, another three-hour show next Saturday. They are definitely doing a three-hour collision. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you don't need Preston anymore. Preston hasn't been on TV in forever. We don't need Preston. Preston can go and do other things. Preston does not belong with Roosh. I'm sorry. He doesn't. JD Drake versus Bounty Hunter. This is fun. There is indeed that much basketball happening right now. I don't know, though. Honestly, a lot of these second round series might be donezo. Might be by next weekend. So I'm not sure what's on tap. Anyway, Bounty Hunter Brian Keith trying to pick up JD Drake, and that's a no-go. That's not happening. So Matt Sydal and Christopher Daniels versus the Young Bucks next week. Brian Cage and Gates of Agony squash some poor jobbers in about a minute. And then Swerve's music hits. Because Tony's interviewing Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony. And why would you do this? And then Swerve's music hits. He comes down. He gets rid of Cage pretty quick. And he takes out, because he goes, that's right, Cage, he never actually gets a hold of Cage, because Cage walks up the ramp, Swerve comes from behind the ring, and he takes out Khan and Toa Leona. Then he strings up Khan with a chain. Toa Leona runs him over with a clothesline, but takes way too long to, like, get momentum to run him over a second time, and ends up getting, like, a... Swerve throws a cinder block at his torso as he's running full speed. So that would really hurt. Speaking of things really hurting, that running front drop kick from JD Drake. And then he does a concerto on the stairs, but the angle makes it very evident, and the sound makes it very evident that it was just chair hitting stairs and there was no head involved at all. But basically, the contention of AEW and Swerve Strickland is that he has taken out Khan and Toa Leona for good. And the last guy he's got to get revenge on is Brian Cage. And he will be doing that on Wednesday in a eliminator match, championship eliminator match on Wednesday. Brian Cage versus Swerve is going to be excellent. Swerve looks like a true badass after taking out those two dudes by himself. And he beating Brian Cage will be an amazing match. I really believe so. There was a Cope promo, because if there was, I missed it. Wow. Bounty Hunter Brian Keith took out JD Drake faster than I thought he was going to be. Oh, it's happening now? Okay. I missed it. Let's see what Cope has to say. Oh, look. He's behind a barbed wire and a cage. He's in green light. He survived a war with Kyle O'Reilly, he says. He has more ideas. He's talking to Malachi Black. He took out Buddy Matthews and Edward King. He says it's your turn, Malachi Black. You want my darkest side, he asks. He says, I don't think you want my darkest side. Okay. Malachi Black versus Cope in a barbed wire steel cage match. Cope versus Malachi in a barbed wire steel cage match. That'll be fun. That'll be really good. That'll be really good. If Malachi agreed to it, maybe Malachi's going to win. I mean, that's the rep, right? Malakai won't play ball. He won't agree to take losses. So if he took the match, maybe he wins. Maybe he wins. I wouldn't mind Malakai TNT champion. All right, here we go. Deonna Purrazzo and Lady Frost. That's happening. A real quick match that I don't know what it means. Daniel Garcia beats KM in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. We have I feel like they really, really dropped the ball with Daniel Garcia, how hot he was coming out of the C2, going into his match at Revolution versus Christian Cage. Since then, they have not done enough with him. So having him back on TV is good, but like not just beating some guy in 2 minutes. That get him an actual fucking story to play. But Daniel Garcia is amazing. All right, let's see. Hold on. I had to get through some stuff. I have to make sure I get through the whole Collision during Rampage, guys. So here I am. It's Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo versus the Lady Frost. I believe that's how it's. I believe there's an umlaut. I believe she's Scandinavian. It's one of those things where the Frost has like a circle above it or two dots. I'm not so. So it's Lady Frost. So she looks Scandinavian. Doesn't she look Scandinavian? She looks Scandinavian to me. So Lady Frost comes in against Deonna Purrazzo. Oh, it's a headlock takeover. Headlock takeover by Purrazzo. And then here we go. The Frost is fighting her way out with some gut punches. Shoots her off into the ropes. Big shoulder block. Oh, and a kip up by Frost. Oh, she takes a kick to the gut. Oh, no. The Scandinavian starlet. Jumping over. Little leapfrog. Roll through. Oh, headstand. Head scissors? No, I don't think. No. Ow. That is a hell of a way to no-sell a held scissors by Deonna Purrazzo. Just catches the feet and then stomps on the hand there. Oh, and another big chop. Another big chop there. Terrible. Oh, get out of the way. Block. Punch in the face. And roll through. Oh, no. They got through it. Amazing. There by the Lady Frost. Oh, the court wheel by the Frost. Oh, but she caught it. Oh, Deonna Purrazzo. She was born to play heel, I'm telling you. She was born to play heel. Oh, we're going into picture in picture. So you know what that means. It's time for Linda to review commercials. This is a commercial for, I believe, Rich and Shameless. Rich and Shameless is apparently a show. That was my third husband. Actually, he was just Shameless. He wasn't that rich. He told me he was, but he lied. He was not rich at all. Unless you count having a few war bonds that you stuffed in a dresser. Rich. And that is not rich in my book. Oh, look, it's a commercial for pet food. You would think that I would be a cat person or a dog person, but I am neither. I am a goldfish person because that way I don't have to get attached to them. I've had almost as many goldfish in the past year as I had husbands in the past 90 years. So, you know, they come, they go, I don't get attached. Sometimes I don't even name them. I am definitely a goldfish person. So that more, how many cat people do we think are watching the show? Do they have some kind of demographic research that says that everybody who is watching Rampage loves cats? We have it on good authority. Most people who watch Rampage own at least 4 or 5 cats or a dog. Also, they drink Modelo, and also they're looking for an apartment. This is what these ads are telling me about what you think are the people who are watching this. Basically, they have cats. They like to drink Mexican beer, but they need a new place to live, but not a house. We're not, we don't have the kind of money to get a house. We're just going to look for an apartment. Also, we like Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is what your ads are telling me about the people who are watching this. This is, what is this now? Is this IKEA. Also, not only are we looking for a new apartment, but we have no furniture, not a stick of furniture in our current place. Basically, we live in a homeless shelter, but we have a lot of cats and we like KFC. That is what all of these, because we know they don't run just any ads. This is also, there's a commercial there for people who have colon cancer, which is awful. Because if you don't have a house, how are you going to afford to have your colon cancer treatments? So not only are we going to have KFC, but we're also going to have Papa John's. Are we delivering it to the homeless shelter? This is what I'd like to know. This is probably a local commercial for Alex. I'm watching on Alex's feed. This is about dermatology. I mean, I know I don't look it, but I am at least 350 years old. So I know all about the skin creams. Oh, a big forearm shot. We're back live with wrestling. A big forearm shot by Deonna Purrazzo. And a big back elbow here by the lady freezed in the big kick. Oh, and a bigger kick. Both ladies down, having each been kicked in the face. Tony Storm versus Harley Cameron in a grudge match on Wednesday. That'll be fun. Won't that be fun? All right, Lady Frost. Oh, with a big lariat there. And she reverses a lariat from Purrazzo. Oh, missed with the first kick, did not miss with the second. And another kick into the corner. Oh, it gets it down low. Lady Frost gonna run in. What you gonna do? Oh! And that was like a forward cartwheel. Into a what do you call it, a cannonball, but to no avail, since Purrazzo was able to get her hand hooked around the rope. Oh, yes. A back kick by Purrazzo. Oh, and a big rising knee lift and a Russian leg sweep and roll over. Here you go. Good night. Good night, Fujiwara armbar. You got nothing. Listen, here's what you don't want. Don't let your other arm get kicked. Lady Frost, don't let your other arm get captured or you got to get your arm broken. Oh, but Frost makes it to the ropes. Good for you. Good for you, Lady Frost. Oh, big kick. And then, now what are we doing? Oh my goodness, what a corkscrew. A corkscrew tornado from the top rope, my goodness. Oh, a big forearm to the back. A big forearm to the back from Deonna Purrazzo. Nope. No, the suplex didn't work. Oh, but she gets kicked in the mush of a little heel kick to the mush. Oh, but then she shoves it back, drops it down. Oh, no. Lady Frost in the tree of woo. Oh, no. Oh, a big running. A running shoulder in the corner. That's the worst. One, two. One, two, three. You know what? I don't think I've ever seen Deonna Purrazzo win with that move before. Did she do that often? Did she do that often in her run and in the Impact? Thunder Rosa's come out, and oh, Deonna Purrazzo skedaddling away, and Thunder Rosa coming after her. You gotta add this. You gotta add this match. You gotta add this match to Double or Nothing. You do. Look at it. They're itching to get a hold of each other. Deonna Purrazzo walking away. And Thunder Rosa. Oh, she's coming after her. Thunder Rosa, come on. Oh, look, the Acclaimed have a new rap. Wonderful. I paused it and I muted it. Hold on, I'm muting it. There we go. The Acclaimed. The Acclaimed have a new rap. So we're just going to put that on mute and fast forward to the end of it. What the hell? Hey, Dax Harwood beat the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington, who is apparently the actual nephew of the actual Dynamite Kid. He was good. He was good. He made his uncle proud. But Dax won with the slingshot powerbomb, so cool. All right, cool. It's somehow Kevin Hart talking about betting online is less annoying than Max Caster rapping, so. Dax cut a promo on Okada. You don't know what I'm gonna do or whatever. I'm like nobody you've ever faced. So Dax gets to wrestle two singles matches in 1 week, which is pretty awesome. And also. We got, oh, Hook cut a promo on Jericho that Hook is coming back on Dynamite. Remember how I told you that I knew who you were, Jericho, and I was right about you, but you say you know who I am, and I'm here to tell you, you have no idea what or who I am. And so we're getting Hook. Yeah. No, yes. Yes, we're getting Okada versus Dax. Okada versus Dax is happening on Wednesday, so you should be back by that time, Luis. I know you're on vacation or whatever, but you should probably just come back in time for that if you can, if at all possible. Thunder Rosa beat Robin Renegade in 7.5 minutes. Then said some shit to Deonna Purrazzo into the camera at ringside afterwards. Yelled it, really. I believe she called her Dirty Deonna. Deonna or whatever. She called her Susia. Deonna Susia, which I believe is Dirty Deonna, which is a fantastic parody of the Michael Jackson song, Dirty Diana. I think that was very funny. And then we got Adam Copeland versus Kyle O'Reilly, which is great. And it got almost 20 minutes. Kyle O'Reilly got an amazing, reaction in his hometown. And they went to war. Like, Kyle O'Reilly did everything he possibly could to tear Adam Copeland's left arm off of his body. Adam Copeland somehow has very strong joints, and was able to keep his arm on his body. Well, that's about it. The main event was amazing. All right, they also announced this. We have Fletcher and Cobb versus Danielson and Mox next week. Hey, there's Scorpio Sky. Speak of the devil. Speaks. Hey, he's back. All right. Scorp's here. Excellent. The sky's the limit. Honestly, it took them too long to come to that as a catchphrase. Sky's the limit. There you go. I mean, Tim, they're trying to bring back Scorpio Sky babyface. I don't know what you would do with him otherwise. I mean, if he's going to be babyface, it seemed like a good enough video for it, but we got to give him time to figure out what he's going to do now that he's babyface and back. We'll see. So the main event here is Pac and Morrison, Pac and Johnny TV. I don't know what they have to do with him. I feel like I saw heel Sky for a long time and they didn't do anything with him except for put him with Dan Lambert. So I don't have any interest in Scorpio Sky because when I see heel Scorpio Sky, I think of Dan Lambert. And I hate Dan Lambert. And so I'd rather see babyface. I'd rather see babyface Sky. I feel like Taya should have the match in Vancouver since she's from Vancouver, and like her husband having a match and her getting to be on TV is cool, I guess, but like give Taya the match in her hometown. Maybe she's injured. I don't know. Johnny and Pac should be really good. This should be a really good match. These guys should be really good together. Oh, wait. What do you got here? What do you got? You got a Canucks jersey. Oh, he shows off a Vancouver Canucks jersey, and then he wipes his butt with it. And Pac, apparently a huge Canucks fan, will not stand for it. Yeah, but Copeland and Kyle O'Reilly was great. Copeland kept working the midsection, like in the guts and the ribs. So eventually the spear won it. But they had me like halfway convinced. Maybe, just maybe, Kyle O'Reilly. I mean, maybe they'd do a dusty finish because of the hometown boy or something, which would allow it to, like, help Adam Copeland turn to the darker side. You know what I mean? Like legitimately, Copeland's foot was on the rope. And the referee called three, but then saw the foot on the rope. And so, like, Kyle O'Reilly thinks he won. The crowd thinks he won. Copeland, like, is right that his foot was on the rope. But still he handles it wrong by, like, shoving the ref after the match has started. Before the match gets restarted again, then they restart the match, and then Copeland wins Dirty versus Kyle O'Reilly. Maybe that. I don't know. Because what they were trying to do after the match didn't really work for me. He won with a spear, and then he, like, held Kyle O'Reilly's arm up. But Kyle O'Reilly tried to, like accepted having his hand raised by the guy who beat him. Because usually that can be really bad for people. They don't like that. But then he tried to pull away. Not, like, being a dick about it. Just trying to, like, leave the ring now. And Copeland wouldn't let go. And so Kyle O'Reilly was like, what are you doing? And then apparently, like, it was... Copeland was supposed to be, like, having blood pouring out of his mouth, but it was, like, a tiny little dot. So I don't know what any of this was, but, like, the promo on Rampage kind of sealed it. I mean, we're getting Malakai versus Copeland in a barbed wire steel cage match at Double or Nothing. So we're getting something really important out of it. So we'll see how much further he goes. But right now, I feel like Copeland hasn't gone nearly enough toward the dark side to fully go on. You know what I mean? But those close falls were really good. A couple of them were really excellent. Also, when he caught the spear into a guillotine, that was nice. He caught a spear into a guillotine. Kyle O'Reilly did. And he had it cinched in. He really did. I thought there was a chance. I thought there was a chance, but nah, they didn't do it. Anyway, that was that. And then that was it. It was really good. Collision was really good. And these last few minutes of Rampage should be great as well. So there's only like 5-6 minutes left of Rampage. We already talked all about Collision. So I guess in the chat. Fair game for I guess some you guys do want to do like a Q&A in the chat for the next 5 minutes while we watch Johnny TV. Kylie sent in a sour chat. Thank you, Kylie. It says Cope versus KOR was so good. I'm so glad KOR is back. Anyways, I hope y'all are well. I'm having a great night. Best in a long time. Anyways, future Kylie would love to hear from Linda and Sheeler. It makes her giggle. Well, Sheeler's not here, and we already got some Linder, but here's specific Linder for Kylie, because you paid money. Hello, Kylie. I'm hoping that you're giggling. This is what I do. I'm always here for a giggle. I'm always here to tickle your funny bone. That's me, Linda. The comedy stylings of Linda. Just here to tickle your funny bone. Make you giggle. That's all I am. If you chortle, if you're a chortler, I hope I'm making you chortle. If you chuckle, if you're a chuckler, you like to chuckle, I hope I make you chuckle. If you're one of the people who says, that's funny, but doesn't actually laugh, I hope I am here for you as well, because comedy is my life. Thank you. Maybe Scorpio Sky is joining the learning tree. Maybe that's what it is. I'm sure I will watch Inside Out 2. I just won't be until my daughter is old enough to watch it. If that makes sense. Because there's too much stuff about about her getting older, being like into boys and having all this kind of weird, like, you know, teenage angst and stuff. And I don't want to like get that in my 7-year-old's head. So I'll probably wait until my daughter's old enough to watch Inside Out 2. Pac with a flying forearm. Okay, what's next? Did LA Knight and Tiffany win their qualifying matches? Is that Is that what they did? Did we? Oh, good. I'm glad that we know that now. Thank you for letting me know, the Shadester. However, they should have been on TV. There's zero reason why they're not on TV. Shotkid asks, if I could trade two men and women singles wrestlers between WWE and AEW, who would they be? It's funny because the last time I got asked this question, it was always, I wanted to trade Ember Moon to AEW, but she's been in ROH forever and not on AEW. So can I trade her from ROH to AEW where I actually watch? I know she's been a great in ROH, but who would I trade? I guess I would like to see how this guy works. I mean, the guy I want to see if he actually, because I feel like he'd really do well in the WWE style. Not that I'm saying I want him to leave, but I think he would be great at it. Is MJF? I think he'd be really good at it. I think he would be what they want Punk to be, but Punk's simply too old and bitter and brittle to be that at this point. So, split-legged moonsault, but he landed on his feet. Roll through. Puck. And as far as like who he would be traded for, somebody who's a Dragunov. Get Dragunov or Sheamus to AEW for MJF. And for the women, let's see. Kaylee Ray. I want Kaylee Ray in AEW or Candice. But probably at this point, Kaylee Ray, because I think that she's got more of a career left, sadly. Not that Candice needs to retire any day now, but Candice has wrestled a lot in her life, and Kaylee Ray's still younger. Kaylee Ray winning, going to AEW and being able the chance to really be Kaylee Ray instead of like a Scottish witch's sidekick, I would much rather have that. Here's where Johnny TV runs and tries to get Pac, but ends up hitting his own wife. Is that what's going to happen? Oh, look at that. Look at that. That thing happened. And as far as women to go to WWE, I don't know. That's interesting. Maybe Statlander, because I just want Statlander versus Rhea Ripley, and I don't know that Rhea Ripley's ever going to WWE or AEW. So the octopus stretch by Pac gets Johnny to tap out. Yes, I do. I do not think this is the last time we will see a team AEW. I believe the final one will include Kenny Omega, provided he can wrestle again, he will definitely be part of a team AEW. This is not the final version of this. Oh, look, Jay White's going to cut a promo on Pac now. Let's listen to this. The Pac won. Yep, and Jay White is confused by this. So Jay White cutting a promo on Pac here. Oh no. Okay. They're levying threats against Pac for putting his nose in their business. So are we going to do a trios match out of this or a singles match? I prefer singles match, honestly, but the trios match, if he gets Death Triangle back together, could be really good. I would just like to see Jay White versus Pac, please. So Lost Rhino, The third trio's title is a belt that represents all sets of titles, but because they are obnoxious heels, they insist on wearing all three belts, even belts that have been that are now defunct. So that is the deal there. That is everything from AEW programming tonight. We will see you on Monday for more King of the Ring, more Queen of the Ring, and we'll see. We will see. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got in me. Mother's Day tomorrow. Hold on. Because it's better if it comes from Linda. Call your mother. She gave birth to you all those years ago. She changed your diapers. She cooked food for you, presumably. Presumably you did not starve to death. So if she was good to you, or even if she was not so good, unless she was terrible. Listen, if you had a terrible mother, then whatever. Whatever. Listen, if you love your mother at all, call her. She'll be waiting for your call. I hope you sent her flowers or a cord or a box of chocolates. Something nice. Be good to your mother tomorrow. Then you can be bad to her or good or indifferent, whatever, for the next 364 days. But tomorrow is her day. Tomorrow is the day you were nice to your mother. Call your mother. Anyway, everything sucks.